Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is September 6, 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We'll also have wide open telephones. Richard Gage, the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, has got a new documentary presentation, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, out. Will be joining us in the third hour today, but other than that, we don't have any guests today. We'll be taking phones throughout the broadcast. Israel reportedly dropped some type of munitions deep inside the territory of Syria yesterday and were fired on by air defenses. We have new very serious rumblings in the housing market we'll be going over. Ron Paul won several national straw polls yesterday and the debate, and then Fox News tried to spin that and claim that he had somehow cheated. Sean Hannity just out of the air grabbed it and made the false statement. We'll cover that and play the clips coming up in the next segment. There's so many lies in just the segments I watched online concerning the latest debate. Hannity has lied to discredit Ron Paul after the debate, claims that Paulites flood the vote to skew the text poll, yet only one vote per phone number was allowed. It didn't matter that the majority of the large stadium that they were holding the debates in were cheering Ron Paul, despite the fact that every other Republican up there was ganging up on him, laughing at him while he was talking over him. The Fox News pundits literally said, "Why do you take your orders from Osama bin Laden?" Now it has reached cartoon-level propaganda. But that's word for word. We're going to play the clip. They said, "Why do you take orders from bin Laden, from Al-Qaeda?" I mean, this is getting to the point of it's, I should even have to respond to this? But yes, we do. The people watching Fox television probably like it. Brett Hume then asked why the United Nations has reported that Iran has nukes and hasn't complied with the IAEA. Now, the UN says they don't have nukes, aren't close to having nukes, and they have complied. It's just a total lie. I mean, the lies are so big now. But Brett Hume is in a fancy suit with this governly-looking vestige, this governly-looking facade, and so it must be true. This morning I was watching these clips and I literally was trying to write notes and there was too many lies to even write notes. I mean, every 3 seconds was a lie. It was just a tapestry of lies and spin and deception, and it's getting more and more and more transparent and off the chart. And England announces we're going into the European Union whether you like it or not, and everyone will have to give DNA, and if you criticize the government, we'll arrest you, and no demonstrations allowed. And I talked to Discovery Channel yesterday. They're going to be following me around in New York, and they've just been told you're not allowed to film, period. Now, we won't even give you a permit. Just, we're God, we have weapons, shut up. Australia bans any protest of anything. I mean, just wall-to-wall evil, just in your face. And they just say back to us, we wear masks, we have guns. Do you notice we wear masks and have guns? We run things. Shut up! Shut up!
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've been on the air for more than 12 years. I've been studying the New World Order for 15, 16 years intensely. And I've never seen such a rush to the exits. I've never witnessed such a pell-mell, wild-eyed, bid-rigging, looting county, city, state, federal, international funds. I've never seen such just wanton abandon, open announcements of martial law, open announcements of torture, open announcements of banning free speech, open calls for total police state, DNA databases, human cross-species, abomination clones, environmental degradation, the likes of which we've never seen, huge frauds. They build counterfeits for any real problem. They then build a fake environmental movement and then push for attacks on life-giving gases to fund their world government. I mean, it's just continuity of government being removed from Congress's control illegally, then transferred to the United Nations publicly, earth-shattering. I mean, that's run down the street screaming bad. It'd be normal if people were running around screaming and freaking out and beating on their neighbors' doors over that. But no, we just hardly even cover it here. We're so desensitized. Companies making employees all over the U.S. and Europe take microchips. Thumb scanners going in for school lunches everywhere. Banks, barber shops, tanning salons, gyms, churches, libraries, just total control grid. I'm now seeing the Pentagon and the media and the government call it the grid. It's all accelerating. It's all waxing and waxing. And I'm here to tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think things are accelerating now. You think things are moving faster now. Just wait. It's going to get faster and faster and faster and faster. And that's really their tactic right now, is to, instead of trying to sneak things through, they're just turning it loose. They're just pulling out all the stops, greasing the skids, runaway train, and they're sitting there shoveling more coal into that furnace that's so hot it's about to blow the boiler. And it just, the more criminal they get, the more wild-eyed, the more daring they get. I mean, the pundits now on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, but Fox especially, it's reached cartoon level. And by cartoon level, if I was going to make a movie like Brazil by Terry Gilliam of a kind of neo-1984, I would do it in over-the-top fashion. But even that isn't as bad as cartoonish and as overpronounced as the war propaganda has gotten. I mean, it has been reduced down to literally where they're going to start putting devil horns and teeth and say that Ahmadinejad drinks the blood of babies and has bad breath. I mean, it's gone to a point here. And Ron Paul, what, 10 people on the stage, all cornering him, all attacking him, Tom Tancredo giggling and snickering. You can tell now he's the minion, he's the fake, he's the shill. He's right on the borders, but then not right on every other issue. Attacking Ron Paul. But before we get to the Ron Paul clips, here is Sean Hannity lying. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com, but here's the audio. Lying at the start of Hannity and Combs. And there's been big debates about this, the last Fox debate. Everyone out there knows that it's one text message per phone IP. And when your phone goes through, that number is seen as the address identifier. They even advertised before the poll that it was one vote per phone. It's the same thing with the computer votes, one vote per IP. Hannity doesn't care. He knows he's got an audience that literally believes that Shiites are Sunnis, and who believe that Iran has nukes now, and who believe that Iraq would be a cakewalk. But Ron Paul's one-liner back, because he says, why do you follow the orders of Al-Qaeda? And Ron Paul says, no, I follow the orders of the Constitution. But that's coming up. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Hannity, fake conservative, Judas goat, enemy of the Republic. Here he is.
Welcome back to a special post-debate edition of Hannity and Combs. And before we get to our next guest, let's take a look at the results so far for tonight's You Vote. In first place with 33%, Ron Paul, the Paulites, dialing and redialing on the phone.
You know what? They're redialing by the second.
All right, Rudy Giuliani came in second with 16% of your votes. And in third, Mike Huckabee, 15%.
And Alan Combs lies there and says redialing too. Just a shameful, shameful display. Now, if you think that's bad, get ready for this in case you missed it. Now, a couple times they would add at the start of the question, hypothetically, but then 2 minutes into the question, they're saying, the United Nations says they've got nukes. The United Nations says they're going to hit us. And again, remember, the UN's always being, in every debate and every argument, it is prima facie that the UN is the boss. Notice that. Doesn't matter if it's Democratic-controlled debates, Republican debates, MSNBC debate, CNN debate, YouTube debate, Fox debate. It's always the UN says. And then they debate about, well, the UN doesn't say that. Oh, yes, the UN does say that. See how they falsely give you false choices and set up the parameters of the debate? See, that's how real propaganda works. They literally craft the paradigm in which you're supposed to contain your thinking. Get outside the box, folks. Start looking for this. But here it is. And then he just comes right out, this little sniveling Fox reporter. He makes Bill O'Reilly look tame and just says, why are you taking orders from Al-Qaeda? And this is what they basically said in this country. If you're against the war, you're against anything they say or do. You're against trillions missing from the Pentagon. You're against gay porn stars in the middle of the night at the White House hundreds of times. You're with Al-Qaeda. So let's go ahead and roll this.
And Paul, your position on the war is pretty simple. Get out. What about, though, the trying to minimize the bloodbath that would certainly occur if we pull out in a hurry? What about protecting the thousands of Iraqis who have staked their lives in backing the U.S.? And would you leave troops in the region to take out any al-Qaeda camps that are developed after we leave?
The people who say there will be a bloodbath are the ones who said it would be a cakewalk, it would be a slam dunk, and that it would be paid for by oil. Why believe them? They've been wrong on everything they've said. So why not ask the people who advise not to go into the region and into the war? The war has not gone well one bit. Yes, I would leave completely. Why leave the troops in the region? It was the fact that we had troops in Saudi Arabia was one of the three reasons given for the attack on 9/11. So why leave them in the region? They don't want our troops on the Arabian Peninsula. We have no need for our national security to have troops on the Arabian Peninsula. And going into Iraq and Afghanistan and threatening Iran is the worst thing we can do for our national security. I am less safe. The American people are less safe for this. It's the policy that is wrong. Tactical movements and shifting troops around and taking in 30 more and reducing by 5, totally irrelevant. We need a new foreign policy that said we ought to mind our own business, bring our troops home, defend this country, defend our borders.
So Congressman Paul, and I'd like you to take 30 seconds to answer this. You're basically saying that we should take our marching orders from Al-Qaeda. If they want us off the Arabian Peninsula, we should leave?
No! I'm saying we should take our marching orders from our Constitution. We should not go to war. We should not go to war without a declaration. We should not go to war when it's an aggressive war. This is an aggressive invasion. We've committed the invasion of this war. And it's illegal under international law. That's where I take my marching orders, not from any enemy.
Over this way.
Well, I've analyzed from the video we can see of the crowd. It's thousands. And see, when it's just about 100 hand-picked Fox CIA operatives and supporters and cameramen who are off duty, they can all boo Ron Paul. But every time they have a debate with a big crowd of people, about 60% are cheering for him. About 40% are little neocons that think gun control and open borders and doubling the size of the federal government. By the way, that was in the first 4 years. It's now more than doubled. It's approaching tripling. By the time Bush leaves, as if he runs anything anyway, he's a puppet. But I just wrote some notes there. Notice how the pundit, supposedly asking a question, says, well, there's no doubt, it's a fact, there'll be a huge, it's a fact. It's a fact the moon's made of cheese. It's a fact there'll be a bloodbath if we pull out, and we don't want to betray the people that we have been fighting with us. In major Iraqi polls, 60% 3 years ago hated us. Now it's over 90%. Those elections aren't real. They had that a few years ago and put in some puppet council. I mean, give me a break. We don't have real elections here in most cases. They got one in Iraq, and the evidence was no, that it was a fraud. But purple fingers, that fools the American people. So we hear this talk about bloodbath. When we get back, I will get into claiming that Ron Paul and everybody else in the country basically takes orders from Al-Qaeda, and then we'll talk about how it actually does create real terrorists. And several other points that I've got here. And we've got the next clip from Brett Hume, where the lying and manipulation and propaganda only intensifies. Big report up on PrisonPlanet.com covering this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 6, 2007, gold 685.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 707.06, 348.80 for half, 174.40 for quarter. That's 707.06, 348.80 and 174.40.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Imagine it as a carny at a carnival. And you stop by one of their booths, and the whole game is rigged. But he tries to keep you focused on the pieces, whatever the little shell game he's foisting on you is. And then one of his buddies, too, if you play two or three games and lose your money, one of his buddies will walk up behind you and say, "Hey, I got a way to fix that. Listen, I'll tell you how to win this game. Just bet a few more times." And that's basically what they do. And Ron Paul makes this point. for 2 years now. Remember they said we'd be out by Christmas, we'd be there 6 months, we were going to go in, pull out. The actual Pentagon plans, though, said be there for at least 20 years, build 6 permanent bases. One of them is going to hold 3,000 people, the biggest U.S. base, biggest, quote, U.S. embassy in the world. And they said, oh, we're going to break it in 3 parts and sow sectarian warfare. That's in the Israeli plan, the Pentagon plan. And see, I told you before the war even started, years later they would roll it out as a new idea, as a fix. And you've been hearing now for the last year, break it in 3 parts. How did I know that? Folks, I don't have a crystal ball. They said it. That's what's so frustrating. They have one set of policies they teach and they put out to the think tanks and to the elites, and they're not even classified. Because they know you don't read books. They know you don't know how many continents there are or where the U.S. is on the globe. A lot of Americans don't even know basic stuff. And so their carnival barking scam, and there's hundreds of them with this war, is to just keep having a debate about, okay, well, John Warner, he wants 5,000 troops out, and Bush goes, how dare you? Then they have a debate about, do we pull 5,000 out of 160,000 or not? And so it's a false debate. And for the last 2-plus years, it's debates about, give this latest troop buildup a chance. That started 2-plus years ago. And we'll give this new surge a chance that started in January. And, oh, the surge is doing well. Well, like the actual numbers show, increased deaths. And less water treatment, and more cholera, and more death. Shut up. You just want to, you're just not wanting America to win. But this isn't America that's doing this. America's been hijacked. The people that are running this war are destroying our republic. Ah, shut up, liberal. And I'm like, hey, I'm not the one that tripled the size of the BATF. Shut up, liberal. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hey, this TxDOT document says they're going to put toll roads on the existing roads. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. And the actual documents come out yet again. I mean, it's... I had said 4 or 5 years ago that 10 years ago they lied a lot, back before the internet could really challenge them and show how they were lying. Then they, for a while, they tried to spin the truth, but basically tell the truth. And now the last 3 years, I mean, now I've never seen such lying. It's just, that is when it comes out of the White House or out of Congress. It's because then people are over simple and they say, well, what do you mean? And you cover the media all the time. Well, there's all sorts of local reporters telling the truth. There's all sorts of alternative media telling the truth. But I mean, Pentagon, State Department propaganda, that's what we're talking about here. The folks that run the country. The people that are announcing that Congress isn't involved in continuity of government anymore and that the executive takes its orders from the UN. That's who we're talking about being liars. And I mean, they've just gone into a new world of lying. I mean, it's for someone who's informed, it is so... I keep using the term off the chart because it is just off the scale. There is nothing to even it's hard to describe something this big. And then it's an insult to those of us that are informed to even argue with you average people out there who love to be ignorant, but who will arrogantly argue with us. Your face looks so dumb. What you're saying sounds so stupid. I don't want to breathe your breath. I don't want to argue with you on the street with your little piggy eyes. I mean, frankly, fine. You want to destroy America? You want to end the sovereignty? You want to destroy the currency? Then just get out of my face, you stinking scumbag yuppie. Go listen to your Sean Hannity and your Rush Limbaugh, or go be a liberal and support Hillary and go to your stupid environmental meetings that have nothing to do with the environment or bankrolled by the oil companies. Just fine. Just get out of my way. I mean, it's incredible. It's just not hard stuff to figure out. And Ron Paul said it best. When we come back, we'll play it again where he says, this stuff about 5,000 troops, 30,000 troops, tactical stuff, it's a distraction. It's a diversion. It means nothing. We don't want the war. And so and it's unconstitutional, and it's bankrupt the country. So they go, okay, well, you don't like those wares. Let me show you some more. And they start talking fast and putting it in our face. I'm just sick of it. Brett, you and all that scum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Watching all those traitors, all those phony conservatives, all that scum, that ninnying Mitt Romney, all of them, like a bunch of hyenas around a lion attacking Ron Paul. But it backfired on them. It showed what pathetic cowards they are. Lithium and the rest of them. You can see fear in their eyes now. Not even fear of Ron Paul, but what he represents, what he is a signet of or a standard of. A symbol of the rising disgust and anger that the true republic and the people that represent it stand for. We're on to you, trash. And that's why Rush Limbaugh's ratings have plunged more than half. His website has plunged from being one of the biggest websites out there to literally not even hardly even being in the ratings. All of them are falling right now. Alternative media is exploding and rising. because the jig's up. They now know that Hillary's on your payroll. They now know Hillary's got Fox News behind her. It's now all come out. They all know you vacation together, and they know you're all a bunch of scum. Those reporters are all intermarried, Republicans, Democrats. Their children go to the same colleges, are on the same rowing team. They sit around and talk about us with disdain at the beach together. That's come out in the news, and talk about how they want to put us in camps. That's come out in mainstream news. Let me just tell all the little chicken neck millionaire, you know, reporteresses and reporters and the rest of them who go around talking about how they want to take this country down. Listen to me, you weak trash. You're not going to get away with killing this country. You've come awful close, but that just got this nation roused. I'm just getting more and more sick of them. There's nothing more disgusting than a traitor who sits there and poses as a defender. Dan, Paul, Kevin, Joe, we're going to get to all of you coming up here in a few minutes. I want to finish these Ron Paul clips, and I've got some other important information. Let's go ahead and just play a clip from that first clip where Ron Paul points out that troop movements mean nothing. That's just a distraction they put in. And give it more time. Let us see what this new 5,000 troop withdrawal did. Let us see what a 20,000 troop increase did. We'll look at it next year, and then we'll look at it again next year. They put it into a process. These are corporate tactics. Here it is.
It's the policy that is wrong. Tactical movements and shifting troops around and taking in 30 more and reducing by 5, totally irrelevant. We need a new foreign policy that said we ought to mind our own business, bring our troops home, defend this country, defend our borders.
All right. Now let's just, and we got another clip coming up here in a few minutes, but I'll talk to Debbie for a couple minutes before we do that. But I just want to finish up with the points in this clip first. Ron Paul, every time he comes on this show, out of the gates, no prompting, no pre-interview, says, I'm really afraid that some provocation is going to be staged or something's going to happen to let them do what they did. 9/11, let them do what they did. And he's saying the 9/11 truth. Hey, I'm with you. I mean, you want to get down to brass tacks here. Just like there with Fox, he knows the general public watching. He's a very intelligent, very intellectual, very informed and well-lived and street-smart man. That's what true wisdom is. He has all those. That they don't understand that that's a staged event, moving troops up and down. He knows that. Now, I would have said it. I don't care. I just speak to those that can understand. I'm not even worried about, you know, others that don't care or don't understand. We're in too big a crisis to try to put the general public through boot camp here now in this fight against the New World Order. We need those that are informed to take action instead of sitting there sucking your thumbs. I know a lot of you aren't, but some of you are. You know who I'm talking about. You know who you are out there. So he doesn't say this is all staged and a distraction and a way to drag the war out. He doesn't say, hey, the Pentagon plan is to have it be a quagmire as an excuse to stay there, which it says. That's too sophisticated for them in soundbite format. And so he just says it doesn't matter. The policy's wrong. He says it's of no significance. It is literally rearranging deck chairs or it's like the band playing as the Titanic goes under, or it's like shining silverware as the Titanic's going under. I mean, it just is worse than pointless. That's my beef with sports. Unless you're playing them, or unless you're watching your son or daughter in the game, there really is no point. It's a way to waste your life away and get upset about things that don't matter. You have those instincts to get upset about trans-Texas corridors, and about open borders, and about wars, and about vaccines, brain damage, and all the children. That's the type of issue we need to be very upset about. And see, my instincts are fully activated. I know what I'm supposed to be upset about. I know why I've got these instincts. I got instincts to stand up for my family and fight to the death if need be, because that's what got me here. My ancestors wouldn't have survived and wouldn't have passed on their genetic complement if they wouldn't have had the will to get down and dirty. And all of you have got that history. And you need to realize who you are. And let that power rise up in you. Instead of being these mindless jellyfish that only care about trinkets and baubles and crud that doesn't matter. You're not fulfilled because you are obsessed with the world and all of its junk. Ideas are what matters. Friendships and loyalty and fealty and history and blood is what matters. Blood is what makes the world go around. Your family, your history, your people, that's what matters. Your tribe. And we are all in this together, black, white, Hispanic, old, young. We have the New World Order waging war against us, and the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we can turn things around. I mean, to watch the Pentagon knowingly go in there, and they've executed very well. And see, that's even part of the execution is falling on their sword. See, Bush and Clinton, they take the blame for carrying the ball that far. All the blame's left on them. Then the New World Order agenda moves forward. Bush leaves, carried the ball further than anybody ever's carried it, because they're in the end game. They're behind. They got to move down the field. They got to get 10 points on us. And they got about 2 minutes left. They got to make a score, make a field goal, and go back down the field. So they're going for broke Hail Marys all the way. And if you take the field, we can win this fight. And it's the same thing in Iraq. We go in there, we get demonized. It's a quote quagmire, oh, the Pentagon screwed up. They didn't know what they were doing. They said, break it in three parts, endless sectarian war, and use the crises that unfolds to not just stay in Iraq, but spread the conflict and turn the entire region, quote, into a cauldron. A fiery cauldron. And what is it? A giant black hole threatening now the edges of it going into Russia and China and Iran and India and Pakistan and Syria and into Eastern Europe and Georgia. All over, war drums are beating. Many, many times more dangerous than the height of the Cold War, which most of which was contrived. This is real. A giant whirlpool getting bigger and bigger. You got Bush and the neocons in there in Israel just conjuring this abomination right up out of the middle of that pit. They know exactly what they're doing. They have executed beautifully. But see, they executed so beautifully they even pose as screwing up and let's fix it just a little longer. We'll get the troops home. And meanwhile, they're saying at the same time they're going to attack Iran. See how the lie is just on the face of it? It's very cold-blooded. And it's the diabolical wickedness of it. And they say on the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator was just in absolute awe of the beast system as he was being given this vision of the future. And I can almost imagine what he was seeing or thinking. And, of course, this is a figurative. I'm being literary here. This is an analogy. I'm not likening what I'm saying to that. But I mean, to really be able to grasp the beast system, to really see its operations, it's indescribable how huge and how wicked and how built up over time and how mechanized and how it's got precision in its operations. Makes you wonder at the beast. You literally just, your mouth's hanging open. And then you see these cattle-like people in the streets running around gibbering, and they can hardly talk now, and you know that's the mind control and the television. I mean, we are being destrutoed. We are being destroyed right now for lack of knowledge. Where'd I hear that? We perish for lack of knowledge. And to see someone with that aggressive little glazed neocon look when they smile at you and stick their little tongue out, it's just about a millimeter between their teeth, and they'll just, it's always the same look. It's like a spirit. They'll just go, we know what's best. Okay, liberal. I'm like, you scum. They're getting rid of our borders. They're destroying our Second Amendment. They're blowing out the entire government, treasury. That's not conservative. They're just like, shit. Oh, I'm with the system. I've got power. They revel in their enslavement. They revel in their willful ignorance. They revel in being cowardly scum who've forgotten the face of their fathers. And that is an abomination. All right, I'm going to shut up because I know we got a bunch of calls, a ton of news I haven't even gotten to, tons of North American Union news. I got like six stories here today that are all incredible. Just wall-to-wall information. It's just... I've got this other Ron Paul clip coming up before we go back to your calls. But right now, Debbie Morrow, I've been holding for 10 minutes. Debbie, I'm sorry, I'm on a roll here. And it's always great to talk to you from New Millennium Concepts. Do we have Debbie there?
I'm here.
Fantastic.
Hi.
You bet. You bet. Debbie, it's good to have you here with us. Look, I'm here talking about the New World Order. I'm here talking about their system. We're here talking about the operations they've launched against humanity. And you're a great sponsor of the show. You guys help us get the word out internationally on the global shortwave outreach. You guys are the best American-made filters. You're also the British filters. You're the national distributor of those. People get they get wholesaler prices for buying one unit and a free gift on top of it. I believe it when I say it, and it's the truth. The water is filled. Some message board was saying I made it up that water's got poison in it. If you don't think dead bacteria, chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, MBTE, and now all 50 states, including Alaska, just thousands of toxins, herbicides, pesticides, motor oil, dioxins. I mean, folks, drinking, once you've been drinking truly filtered water, you can't drink tap water anymore. It's almost like drinking whiskey. What's the point, Debbie, of even trying to get people to buy these? They're insane if they're letting their children. If you don't care about yourselves, at least care about your children. Get out of the habit of slurping the tap water. Debbie, how do they call you? What should they get?
They can call me at 1-888-803-4438, and we'll go over the different systems that we have, and we certainly want to make sure that we take the fluoride out of the kids' drinking water.
But instead, it's just for kids, added fluoride all at the stores.
Yep. Yep, it does. And so if they give me a call, we can talk about it, and we'll get them set up with a good system that'll meet their needs. Okay, Alex? And we'll set them up with the Alex Jones specials.
Debbie, tell folks about some of the free gifts they get. And these aren't gimmicks. They want you to try some of their other great products, so they give it to you with a larger purchase of $199, which is normally $300, by the way, or you spend $249, normally $350. You get a $35 value sports bottle that doesn't. It only reduces all the poisons and toxins and cuts out all the bacteria. But makes it a lot better. 600 plus refills of tap water, 130 of the worst swamp water. You've got the Sheltering in Place DVDs, Prudent Places DVDs. You've got potassium iodate. You've got great LED flashlights. I mean, the bottom line, folks, what? I just bought another filter a month ago, didn't I, Debbie?
Yes, you did, as a matter of fact.
How many have I bought? I know it's more than 10 over the years.
Oh, I don't even know. And I understand several people in your office purchased Berkey's last month. They're finally getting in line in their own homes. And, you know, we want to see those Berkey's everywhere, not just, you know, in my house. We want to see them in everybody's houses so we can all have good water.
Well, even deep wells have been contaminated. A lot of them aren't, but quite a few are.
Actually, yes, I was reading just recently in the world news different things that talks about deep wells that have contamination in them. And so it's real important, even if you're on well water, you still want to filter your water before you drink it and cook with
it. It's simple. Eugenicists run the planet. They're putting all sorts of stuff we don't even know about in the water. And I grew up in Dallas, and I remember being a child drinking a big glass of water in the morning, and I'd always get a headache. It wasn't placebo. And now I try to drink water. Even Austin's water's got hundreds of things put in it. I don't know how people do it. And, folks, if you don't get a Berkey, at least get a reverse osmosis, which takes out some of the good vitamins and nutrients you need, minerals. Not vitamins, minerals. Get something. Bottled water you can't really trust, but that's better than tap water a lot of times. You can taste it if it's been, you know, at least filtered. Just do something. Stop drinking it. Stop using cell phones all the time. For heaven's sakes, don't give cell phones to your children. These are basic things. 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com. And in the comments section, tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the big discounts and to get the free gift. gift and tell them which of the 4 or 5 different free gifts they have. You get 2 free gifts when you get the Berkey light that has a charger in it and LED lights. And it's gravity-fed, the filter system itself, but it has like a life buoy built into it that can do a lot of things with the solar panels. And they got a whole bunch of great products, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Or you can go to InfoWars.com and order all the same stuff at the same price. We just fax the orders over each day. Debbie, you're a sweetheart for holding while I was ranting about Ron Paul. What do you think about them trying to demonize him?
Oh, I was so glad that you had me on hold so that I could actually listen to what's happening to people who speak the truth. God forbid you speak the truth. You know, if we don't hold on to the few truths that we have left, then we have nothing left. You know, and so I was very glad to be put on hold. Thank you very much.
Debbie, you're a sweetheart. Great friend of mine for many years. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, that's the type of sponsors we bring you. I believe in gold. I believe in guns. Don't have a gun sponsor. We should. I believe in filtered water. I believe in storable food. I mean, this is just basic stuff. I mean, they've handed over continuity of government to the United Nations, folks. I mean, it's just going to get more insane from here. Who knows how long we'll even be on the air? I mean, we can't take anything for granted.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty was their descent.
You don't truly live.
Thanks to
till you put your body, your soul, on the card table of life. Let me tell you a little secret. Your life is already on that table. And when you put your life on the table, you realize it was already there. And then you're truly alive. None of us are going to make it out of this alive. Death's 100%. But honor and goodness is 100% as well. And God is real. God is alive. And evil will be punished. All right, I'm going to go to Dan, Paul, Kevin, Joe, and many others as soon as we start the next hour. But I want to finish up with the Ron Paul attack pieces that were just unprecedented. They said, why do you take orders from Al-Qaeda? That's the level of brainwashing that has now been created. And then Brett Hume, the CIA operative, the White House operative, well-known, has come out, starts lying and says that the UN says they've got nuclear weapons, they're about to get them, are going to hit us, are going to destroy Israel. Notice he says hypothetical, but then he later he starts stating it as if it's fact. The UN says they've got it. And most of the public out there must think, oh my God, they've got nukes now? Remember, 40-something percent of the public still thinks that Saddam is bin Laden. So let's go ahead and go into this clip.
Senator Arena, known to all here in Durham as the Whip. This round of questions is going to be based on a scenario which we think is quite plausible, that any of you as president might well end up facing. It concerns Iran, and these are the circumstances. Its nuclear program has
Let's
continued
stop right
to
there.
Advance.
See, they didn't even say hypothetical. They just said, we think it's quite plausible. We think it's going to happen. The guy earlier said, everybody knows if we left, it'd be a bloodbath. All the actual major studies say it would reduce everything and end World War III starting. The bloodbaths are still going on. It's just all lies. But I'm sorry, here it is.
That any of you as president might well end up facing, it concerns Iran. And these are the circumstances. Its nuclear program has continued to advance. UN weapons inspectors have now saying that it appears that that Iran is on the verge of being able to produce and may even be producing nuclear weapons. Iran has suspended...
Stop him. Back it up again. You've got folks, listen to this. He doesn't make it clear it's hypothetical, but he lawyerly, with skill, you can see him concentrating in his lies while he's doing it and then looking down at his script. Brett Hume, most people wouldn't understand he was saying that this is hypothetical. He's not even really, he says, this is what we think is going to happen. This is very plausible. And then he says the UN is saying they've got nukes and are going to use them. Now, the way that came off is this is being announced to the world. See, that's how they do it. Let's go back to it.
I'm now saying that it appears that that Iran is on the verge of being able to produce and may even be producing nuclear weapons. Iran has suspended its cooperation with the UN nuclear agency and asked the inspectors to leave the country. Cross-border incidents in Iraq involving elements of the Revolutionary Guards have continued to increase and are a continuing problem for U.S. forces there and for the Iraqis as well. The UN Security Council...
Let's stop right there. The Iranians are not coming across the border. They're being attacked by number three Al-Qaeda under CIA command, public White House announcement. But see, he just announced a total lie as if it was news. I mean, we're going to come back, finish the clip, go to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. A lot of calls next hour. Bunch of NAU news. Huge stacks in front of me. But this Ron Paul situation isn't just about Ron Paul. It's about how they stage things, how they lie, how they deceive, all the games they play. I mean, these are major leaguers when it comes to killing America. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.